Well, he's currently fifth in the championship, and he's a Volvo driver. Scotty McLaughlin, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, mate. Good to chat, mate. We were talking a lot about you because of the end of that Bathurst race, and you had the pace, and you got shunted off the track, and it was all dirty business towards the end.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chat about it and stuff the last couple of weeks, but, you know, this weekend, it's obviously going to all be forgotten, and we'll get on with it. But, yeah, obviously... just to be in that position with 10 laps to go and have the opportunity to possibly win the race was great. I had a bit of fuel saving to do, but we definitely, it was doable. But just probably more gutted that we never really got the opportunity to see how we went. I wouldn't care if we run out of fuel, just more, I would have cared, but like at least had a go, you know. So sucked a bit, but I think they've still got a great race to fans.
Scotty, were you upset with how you re-entered the track? It looked like Wincup was trying to redress at that stage. You put the brakes on, Tander had to slow up, Tander sort of pushes out, and then you sort of sideswipe him when you come back on. Would you have done anything differently if you had it again?
Look, it's hard. Like I said, 10 laps to go at Bathurst. I came on, pretty hot, but I actually thought every time you go through the grass, you normally lose ground on the guys behind you. So I thought, well, they're going to be in front of me. So I just thought, I don't want to lose too much time here. But unfortunately, I didn't realise. I couldn't see that Jamie was redressing. So
right,
I came back on and it was just an absolute cluster.
Yeah. And did you see Garth?
No, I honestly, not until impact.
Yeah.
I didn't see those guys. I had lost my left-hand mirror earlier in the race from hitting the wall. So I was stuffed.
Yeah.
I tell you what, geez, it's given us plenty of minutes on the radio, though. We've been chatting about it before. It's on again, mate, and there's even more concrete at Gold Coast than virtually anywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, no, look, it's an awesome track up here. Normally the weather's pretty good, but apparently it might rain Sunday, which will definitely mix it up and make it look good for the fans. So, I'm excited. But obviously just to get on with things after the week that's been, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and the Volvo, mate, it's got good pace in it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've sort of, fifth in the championship here. We've got a really good opportunity to get into the top three. And I feel like it's a strong track for us. So, yeah, looking forward to just getting on with it, mate.
Yeah. Will there any bad blood bubble to the top during the race, you, Wincup, Tander?
I've got immense respect for Jamie and, of course, Garth as well. I mean, it was probably a mix of up in judgment, and he says it moves on, I don't say it. We always don't see eye to eye, but at the end of the day, I've got a heap of respect for him, so I'd rather just try and beat them and see how we go.
Scotty, there's no Volvo next year, is there?
No, unfortunately they're leaving. So,
So what does that mean for you?
Well, I'm moving on myself. I'm moving to DJR Team Penske year. So I'm moving back to Queensland, a few other things. So,
oh, good.
But the Gary will push on. He's got a few things in line, and he's been a fantastic boss for me. So he's going to sort something out for sure.
Okay. Well, Scott, you'd need that surfboard that you win. If you're going to be based up there on the Gold Coast, you could keep the board and use it.
Oh, absolutely. Free surfboards, easy. Yeah, save me a bit of money before I come here, which would be great.
the good thing is, and mate, it doesn't automatically happen, does it, that pace you had at Bathurst carries over to the pace you want at the Gold Coast, but it gives you an indication your car setup will be good enough.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're probably two different tracks, but we've always been pretty strong on a street circuit, especially here. So you sort of come in with a bit of confidence knowing that you're nearly going to win, or nearly hopefully going to win the biggest race in Australia. So it's definitely a big confidence booster, not only for the car, but the team as well and myself.
Good on you, Scott. We thank you for your time, mate, and drive well this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.